Sunday the 6th of July, Rabbi David Toledano, Torah as the Blueprint of the Universe. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Okay, the issue I'm going to discuss is a little bit unusual, the Torah as the Blueprint of the Universe. We know from a lot of Midrash Chazal that Kutsabarit with Sakel Baraita Bara Alma, the Torah served to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Blueprint for the Universe. We have it in the Zohar, we have it in Midrash Rabbah. We have another midrash on the pasuk in Bechukotai Telechu. The midrash in Vayikra Rabbah says, "Chukim shebayim chakati tashamayim ataret." That means the status we have to follow. Usually, normally we think, what are these status? The status of the Torah, the Torah mitzvot. But the midrash said that these status are the laws, or the status that through them I constituted heaven and earth. Now, logically speaking, it's very difficult to understand what that means. In other way, if I'll try to bring down this midrash to the intellectual community all over the world, yes, I'm talking even to the atheists, definitely they will not accept it. Why? There is major arguments who point out that what Chazal said is apparently against the logic. Why? I'll point out a few of them. First of all, if you will ask any person who belongs to the Western culture, what are the laws of the universe? They will tell us the laws of science. I mean, physics and biology are, by definition, according to them, the laws of physical reality. How then we can reconcile the laws as described by science with the laws, the Torah laws, Tarag Mitzvot, who is, by definition, spiritual? Logically speaking, we have nothing in common, we share nothing in common. Beyond that is the fact that physical reality is physical, as I said, and on the other hand, the Torah deals with values, spiritual values. Now, physicality and spirituality, again, seems to share nothing in common. Why? Because physicality, the definition of something physical, is something which is bounded in space. On the other hand, mentality or spirituality, for example, love of the parents toward son, love you cannot put it in space. I mean, you cannot give to it dimensions. So mentality or spirituality and physicality apparently shares nothing in common. So how can we understand, yes, if we want to bring it down to the language of logic, how can we accept that the laws of the Torah, which are spiritual by nature, are simultaneously the laws of universe nature? When I started this research 27 years ago, I went to Rabbi Yoshiv, I asked his bracha, and he gave it to me. So I dedicated 27 years of my life to give a clear-cut answer to this question. In fact, I'm showing that the laws of science can be translated into the laws of the Torah. Okay. In this context, we'll take another pasuk of the Torah, who said that Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the man, Betzelem Elokim bara oto. Again, the same idea. We have here a spiritual concept, Tzelem Elohim. Spiritual concept of Tzelem Elohim is the only explanation for our body. Any detail in our body, in the structure, in its physiology, everything, in fact, can be explained only in the light of the Tzelem Elohim's idea. So, in the short time that I have, just 30 or 25 minutes, I'll try to give one example which shows clearly that if we want to understand something regarding our body, we have to go to the spiritual level, because this explanation will not be found in the physical level. So I'll take now a cross section of our body. In this case, the inverted retinal image of external reality. That means when I am addressing my eyes outside, yes, so there is the image of external reality is captured in my retina, inverted. Okay, upside down and left hand and right. Now, what is the purpose of this inversion? In fact, nobody knows. Okay? But once we'll go to the spiritual level, to the Torah, we'll find the answer. But first of all, let's see how science addressed this phenomenon. So 110 years ago, an American psychologist named George Stratton wanted to find out what the reason that nature, in quotes, yes, made us, form us for the human being in such a way that our eyes have to see the picture of external reality inverted, and then something in our mind or in our brain have to reinvert the picture. So this fellow, he formed a special lenses that once the person wears these lenses, now the image that is captured by the photoreceptors in the retina now will not be inverted. It will be as the word it is. On the other hand, since that we know that the relation between brain and eyes are inverted, so if my eyes see a correct picture of the world, now my brain or my mind will see an inverted picture of the world. Okay? In fact, this is what happened. This fellow, in fact, when he wears the lenses, he was completely shocked. I mean, he couldn't realize where he is situated. Why? Because everything, I mean, the floor was the upper side of his retina. That means in his mind he saw it.
Ceiling.
Yes. And the ceiling, and no, and the left to the right and the right to the left. Okay. But he noticed something very, very strange, very amazing. What? He saw, for example, the glass on his left side, while in reality the glass was in his right side. Okay, so he intended to hold the glass, but he touched the void. Since he knew that he had these lenses, so slowly he turned his hands towards his right until he touched the glass. On this moment, what happened? The senses here now there were two senses that are
competing.
Touch and sight. Okay. Sight informs the brain or the mind that the glass is on the left side, while the touch informs the mind that it is in the right side. Who is going to gain? Touch, definitely. Why? Because in touch, I mean, direct contact with reality. But what happened was really very strange. Why? On the moment this fellow Stratton touched, I mean, hold the glass, on this moment, yes, his visual perception of the reality changed at once, and now suddenly he saw the glass in his right side, although he has the lenses put on. Okay? What happened when he left the glass? The image was reinverted. Okay? I mean, you can find a lot of information on the internet. Okay, this fellow continued with his experiments during a lot of weeks, few weeks. Slowly, yes, his mind or his visual perception succeeded in going over the falsity transmitted through the eyes, and after a few weeks, although the eyes transmitted, yes, information that naturally speaking his mind had to be, as I have to see it, inverted, now he saw the world as it is. Okay? What happened when he took off the lenses? Now the image was reinverted. You had another team of researchers that did these experiments during a lot of years, different type of visual distortions, blah, blah, blah. One thing they noticed out, they did these experiments also with animals. Okay, they formed special lenses for chickens, for cats, blah, blah. And the only creature of the world that was able to go beyond the falsity transmitted by the eyes is only the human being. Is it clear? Now let's ask ourselves if all this type of experiments leads science in general for the understanding why we are formed in such a way that our eyes see upside down. Definitely not. Very, very interesting evidence, but that's it, not more than that. Now let's take all this to the spiritual level. Why? Because we are created by Selim. Okay. So even this detail has to be explained in the light of what's called Selim Elohim. And by the way, it must be emphasized that most of the Kabbalah is focused in order to understand or to explain what the idea of my Selim Elohim. And I'll have to say that my father, Rav Tzadik Lavrotam, Rav Shmuel Toledano, was one of the greatest Kabbalists of the generation. According to Rav Schwarzman, Rav Shiva of Beta Talmud, he was the authority in Kabbalah. He wrote 18 books.
Where?
No, he was living in Israel. Yes. So let's now go to the spiritual level. The key for the explanation lies in what we know, that after the sin of Adam HaRishon, we see everything upside down. What is the source? The source is the Gemara in Sofim Basra. Rabbi Yosef, brother Rabbi Shua, with Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Chalash. Rabbi Yosef, the son of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, he has become weak, and then he passed away. And then when and he came back, his father asked him, "What we saw? What he saw?" Olam hapuch ra'it. Elonim lemata, v'tachtonim lemala. Everything was upside down. Okay, now, according to Ramchal in his book Da'atunot and Adir Bamarom, the Gan Eden, what's the essence of what's the meaning of the Gan Eden? Where is located Gan Eden? Gan Eden is not Hawaii, it's not where is located? Okay. Gan Eden by definition is, according to Ramchal, the Pnimiut Ha'olam. According to Ramchal, the relation between Gan Eden and our reality is like the relation between the Neshama and the body. Yes, the Neshama is the interior, yes, in such a way, way to speak. The interior of the body, and the Gan Eden is essence of the Mahut Ha'olam. So, prior to the sin, Adam Rishon was in Gan Eden. And after the sin, he was, suddenly he found himself in our reality. Okay. So, the way he observed, he contemplated reality prior to the sin and after the sin, as Meshach Meliak explained at large in his books, I mean, is completely the perception, his perception changed. Over there, I mean, when he was there, he saw the world as it is. Now we see the world upside down. I'll give two examples or more in what sense we see the world upside down. Okay, the first one, let's take science. Okay, science try to explain the world, yes, to reduce the world to physical laws. Period. For them, mentality or physicality, or spirituality, if at all, if it exists at all, is just a derivative? Derived from physical reality. So, the primary is the physicality, and secondary, if at all, is spirituality. This is the way how our eyes see the reality. Why? Because heaven, yes, Shamayim, is a symbol for something spiritual. Earth, on the other hand, is a symbol for something physical. And our eyes, heaven is reflected or is captured where? In the lower part of the retina. And the earth is reflected where? Or captured where? In the upper side of the retina. Okay? This is the way how science address or approach nature. Physicality is in top, and spirituality is underneath. But this is not the way how the human being, because we saw in the experiments performed by this team of researchers, that only the human being has the ability to go beyond the faculty transmitted by the eyes and to see the world as it is. This is the human being. No other animals was able to do it. The way science approach nature is not the way that Adam, in its full meaning, yes, had to approach nature, but something without Adam. You can call it the way you like it. First example. Second example is related to psychology. What are the main drives that each of us have? Don't care if we are Jew, Gentile, Japanese. Each human being, by being human being, has a drive to motivate him in everything that he's doing. What is the drive? Everyone wants to be happy. That's it. Okay? Whatever we are doing, because we want to achieve through our deeds happiness. What's the reason for the drama of the human history? We don't know how to achieve this happiness. Okay. Most of the people think that by having much more money, by letting yourself go more to the Tibet, to the Sarim, and so on, he'll be happy. What's the problem with this? A person who has money, yes, he wants now 200. So what's going on here? A person sees that his neighbor, he bought a new car, a new model. Okay, and he sees that he's happy. Well, at least it looks like it. So he realizes that if he will have this car, also he'll be happy. So what's going on? He's working very hard. Yeah? And Baruch Hashem, after he could achieve to buy this car. But the problem is that while he is driving his car, he says that another neighbor now bought a new car. So suddenly all the satisfaction or the happiness that he could draw from his car fed away, and now he wants to have what the other neighbor has. So lema davar dumeh. The experiments that have been performed by these researchers point out that if, for example, a chicken, yes, had this lens that we see upside down, chicken saw the grain on the left side, because the lens show clearly that the grains are the left side. And since the chicken is hungry, she's going to the left side and wants to eat, but there is nothing. Because she's chicken, it is chicken and not a human being. Okay, so starve to death. Ribono Shel Olam, the chicken could think, yes, that if the grains are not in the left side, they must be somewhere. So maybe we better look for them in the right side. But because it is a chicken, so she was left with a hunger, and that's it. The human beings we saw are the only creatures of the world that are able to go beyond the visual perception. Okay, in our case, now talking in our life, if the person sees that he worked very hard and succeeded in buying this new model, but when he gets there, he has the car, he sees that the happiness is not there. So what should he do? Now look for the happiness in the opposite direction. It's not in physicality, now in spirituality. But since most of us, yes, or most of humanity at least, are chickens and not human beings, so they are there, and that's it. And starting from death until, 120 years of their life may pass, and they will be looking for the happiness in the same direction. So, because of the sin of Adam HaRishon, we see the world upside down. This is... Let's tackle now the inversion in the right-left, because this is upside down. Okay, right-left. We know that right-left in the Kabbalah, in Judaism, it means chesed and din. Okay? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we can give him some nature, we can say that he is chesed, infinite chesed. On the other hand, we, the human being, we are created on din. When the person sees, okay, he's going to the Beit Kavarot, and so he has meant to make a broche, she barach him bedin. Rabbi Naftali Herzalevi, he was a dayan, yes, in the time of Chaim Zonnefeld, and he edited the Sidur HaGra BeNistar. So he quoting the Gaon Mivilna, who says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Ratzon, we are the Yecholet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, the human being, the ability to perform what he has, kivyachol, in his will, what he has in mind. So Chesed, that means Ratzon, infinite, and Din, that means the ability to actualize what the Ratzon wants. Okay, this is, I can continue, but I am very limited in time. So, since we are created in B'Tzelem Elokim, the main distinction between Chesed and Din had also to be reflected or manifested in our body, because we are created in B'Tzelem Elokim. Where? So we have the brain, the Chokhmah and Bina, but it will be much easier to address this issue from the point of view of the brain. The heart. The heart is divided into two, in right and left. What are the functions of the left side? It's well known to pump the blood all over the body. This is why in the left side we find that the muscles over there are three times thicker than the right side. On the other hand, what's the function of the right side? So for the lineman, there is no function, only just to receive the blood. But for a person who is familiar with cardiology, with anatomy of the brain, of the heart, he knows that the pacemaker, yes, is located in the right side. What are the functions of the pacemaker? To produce energy for the functioning of the heart. So for the lineman, yes, the dominant part, the active part of the heart is the left side. For the more expert one, the dominant, there's no question about, is the right side. Okay, but this you have to be expert. I mean, you have to learn. You have to be chacham. Now let's go back. Let's go to our life. Okay, for any person, yes, who is living within the Western culture, who is secular, who is the person who really participates in society, in building up, shaping up the society? Definitely the scientist, the athlete, the politician, well, all this kind of person. On the other hand, the person who devotes himself to achieve some level of spirituality is nobody, is a parasite, if you want. Okay. In fact, as we know, the opposite, yes? As Im Lo Briti Yomam V'Laila Chukot Shamayim V'Etzasamti, that means the person, yes, who contributes maximum, yes, to all what exists, only is the Talmid Chacham who is sitting and learn all the day long, because he is introducing, by his learning, he is allowing to the reality for exist, to exist. But nobody sees it, because the pacemaker, for example, in the heart, is, you cannot see it, because these cells are similar to all the other cells on the heart. The left side, which over there, the difference, the fact that the muscles over there are 3 times thicker than the right side, yes, anybody can see it. Okay? But this is not really active, it's reactive. He's reacting to the energy produced by the right side. So all the activity that is performed in the earth by all these people who are idolized, in fact, they are not active but reactive, because we, yeah, means the Jewish people who devote themselves to fulfilling the Torah mitzvot, they are the people who maintain the universe. So these are the people who really produce your energy, yes, for the functioning of the universe. And the other people just they are reactive. They are react, yes. They are generated by the learning and. Eyes, let's go now back to the eyes. The eyes see right to the left to the right. That means the usual way that the secular person approach the society is not the way that the human being, Adam, has the ability to approach, but the external aspect of our reality, when a person places himself, his personality, not on spirituality but on physicality, so the fact that he is basing himself on the external aspect of life, this is how, why he see or he consider the people who are far away from Torah mitzvot like active people. So as I said before, after the sin of Adam and Shon, we see everything inverted. Okay, so what we gain from that, that beyond the original inversion of the image of external reality, there is indeed, yes, a mental function. So this inversion is not in vain, but something runs behind. What runs behind? How the normal human being sees the reality. But still, this doesn't explain why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us in such a form. Okay, so here we are getting closer. Well, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to create us with Yetzer Hara. Why? Because only Yetzer Hara, yes, and those human beings with the ability, with the possibility to reach eternity. Yes, Bnei Tov Meod, which is written in the Torah regarding when the Adam Rishon was created. So according to Rabbi Meir, Meod, Yetzer Hara, why? Because only because of Yetzer Hara we have the possibility to get to Olam Haba. So within the human body must exist, yes, certain mechanisms, certain things that trick us into thinking that the to see the world the opposite how from the way it's seen on the spiritual world. But why are the eyes the vehicle for such misunderstanding or misperception of the world? The Ramchal in Kalim Rishonim, which has been printed in the end of the book Daf Munot, said a very very strong sentence. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bara Adam ubara olam bibro Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a human being, Adam. His human being is not the correct translation, Adam, but he created the whole universe but he created the whole universe while creating Adam. That means, in other words, in the more simple terms, microcosmos and macrocosmos are one and the same. Yet what we may found on the entire world, in fact, is everything latent in miniature in ourselves. Okay, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Shiur Koma. It's called the sensitivity of Shiur Koma. Okay, this is in fact the real essence of the Neshama. Okay, and this Shiur Koma is manifested not just on the human being, because this Shiur Koma is a blueprint for everything that exists. So we can find it also in the universe, but not only in the universe. This Shiur Koma is the whole history of humankind. Is following the step of the Shiur Koma. In what sense? Adam HaRishon, we can say that it is said, it is the brain of this Yurkuma, of the history. And then we have the next, according to Megalei HaMukot, the next are the patriarchs, Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Then we have the beginning of formation of the Jewish people, the body. We have the first temple, the second temple, we have the lungs, and we have the heart. And then the human body is going down, and the history is going down. Yes, if this is now my idea, I didn't find it in no place, that you have the split of the human body in two legs. This is the split of the human body after the exile, Ashkenazim and Sfaradim. And now today we are on the heels of the Shiur Kuma, and we are waiting for the arrival of the Mashiach. Okay? So the Shiur Kuma, the history also follows the footsteps of the Shiur Kuma. Okay. Although what is concerned us? Adam HaRishon prior to the sin, Adam HaRishon after the sin, are exactly the same relations that exist between the brain and the eyes. According to embryology, this branch in science who describes the development of the fetus, yes, according to embryology, the eyes are the prolongation of the brain. Most of the tissues of the eyes belong to the brain. Okay? Well, the only difference is that the brain is within the skull and the eyes are without. Okay? Metaphorically speaking, Adam HaRishon was disconnected from the world, as the brain is disconnected from the world. After the sin, Adam HaRishon was exposed to the world, as the eyes are exposed to reality. Okay? Now, the eyes see upside down, so Adam HaRishon after the sin saw upside down. The interesting thing here, that what are the tissues who inverted the image in my eyes? The cornea and the lens. The cornea and lens, again, from the biological point of view, belongs to the skin. But they're transparent. But in fact, they're skin. The tissues are skin. So, or in Hebrew are the words of iver. So, what makes us blind and we see everything upside down, when we place our mental life in the external aspect of reality, of our life, which is in fact is what we call skin, then we see the world upside down. So, now we understand why the eyes, I don't know who made them in such a way that they are we have this phenomenon of the invasion of the external reality. Because, in fact, it is obvious that this has to be the case, because the eyes represent the state of Adam HaRishon after the sin, okay? And what does that mean? That he, instead of placing himself connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he disconnects himself and he went to the external reality. Now, another, I still have a few minutes, I hope so. Yeah? Another very, very, very important data. We have a principle in the Torah that says the following. Everything that is, the order that Elohim created it is a perfect order. The tumor, all the imperfections start when we switch from its order. For example, blood is allowed or is not allowed. According to purely halakha perspective, it's allowed. Only dam separash is a tumor. But dam, why he is on the blood vessel, is not a problem. Okay? Worms are allowed or not allowed? The same. While they are, if they were formed within the fruit or within the, let's say, the head of the gefilte fish, so no problem, we can eat it. The problem starts when out. Okay? I can bring a lot of examples, it's not the issue here. So let's point out that the Hilchot Shabbat are very complex. They're written in the Torah in only a few sentences. One of them is, Lo Yetzei Ish Min Kubo. The person who should not go outside his place. Why? So this is again the main idea. While the thing, the whatever is in its original place, there is no problem. The problem starts when it's outside. So the brain and the eye within the skull is no problem. But once this neurological tissue are outside, it's quite expressed, then all the problems start and we see upside down. So let's go back to our initial question. How can we reconcile what Chazal said, that the laws of nature are the laws of the Torah? Or that we have to explain the human body by accessing what's called B'Tselem Elohim, while from the cultural point of view, Western culture, everything has to be explained only from the perspective of science. We saw that science is unable to explain this phenomenon. I didn't have to go into in more details, but definitely, believe me, science is able to explain nothing, zero. But once we go to the spiritual level, then suddenly everything becomes clear. Now, since this type of lecture, raises a lot of questions, so anybody who has some questions, so you can call me at 07-966-99-303 or write to my email rdavidredano@yahoo.com. Thank you very much.